Welcome to Nightlight. Step away from the mainstream and gather around as we help enlighten the world around us and travel this cosmic journey we call life. Join us as we share with you and provide that beacon that can guide us all to a better way. Nightlight, a reminder that you are never alone. And now your host, internationally renowned spiritual intuit, medium, channel, author, artist, lecturer, and ordained minister, Ms. Barbara DeLong.
Hello and welcome everyone. That was the magical voice of Ken Quiet Hawk inviting you to come in out of the mainstream and join with us for a time to be sheltered from the storms of evolution and change, that which we laughingly call creation. Come and join with other light-minded spirits as we weave our lights together to seek understanding, enlightenment, and wisdom. These are times of change, times that call to the light workers, and you answer that call from all walks of life and from countless aspects of the spiritual realms. This is the time of awakening, of sharing and evolving, of spreading your wings and soaring on the cosmic breath of creation. We all come from different backgrounds and modalities from all walks of life, and yet there is a synchronicity, a commonality that draws and blends us together, weaving us once more into a collective purpose, a common direction, and a united family once more. We go by different titles or labels. We call ourselves watchers, wardens, indigos, soothsayers, mystics, questers, querents, journeyers, journeymen, seekers, star children, philosophers, light workers, light bearers, and goodness, the list, it goes on and on and on, and it is as unique and eclectic as are we. Yet we all have the same spiritual calling, and we all, in our own very individual ways, bring light into this reality to facilitate the awakening and shifting of the consciousness of all mankind. This is my own very private oasis in the turmoil we call creation, so sit back, take a break. Share your lights with us and join in the love and the light and the laughter that spiritual energy always generates when lights are blended and spirits lifted. I'm Barb DeLong, your host, and along with Deb Schiller today instead of Jeannie and Grant Collier, we welcome you in and hope you'll add your lights to ours to share the energy then and brighten all of our personal lights. We're going to be doing readings shortly, and if you would like to call in for one, the number is 347-857-2139. Deb is in the chat room. She's me as a co, and she can answer any questions that you might have as far as where you are in the queue or any other possible questions that may come up. I don't multitask well, so if you want an answer, she's the one you IM. Ken Quiet Hawk can be found at nativestorytellers.com, and if you want to find me, I'm at barbaradelong.com, and we will post Grant's address and his connection in the chat room shortly as soon as I can go through all my papers and find it once again. Deb Schiller has kindly stepped in today because Jeannie's phone has decided to go spiritual on her and take off for another realm of reality. So Deb is handling the phone lines beautifully. She's screening your calls and she will get to you. And as soon as she screens you, then you're in line. And with any hope, we will get to everybody that she screens. Grant has been on the show a couple times, and he is an amazing man. He is a brilliant medium. He is from Great Britain, and you'll know that as soon as he opens his mouth. He does medium work over there. He does ghostbusting, if you want to, their version of ghostbusting, spirit hunting. He's on radio and television over there. He's an amazingly gifted man. And on top of all of that, he also sings, so you'll be able to figure that out from his voice as well. So we're very honored to get him on so close to Halloween, which is, of course, the night of the year when all of us are so terribly busy. It's unbelievable. I'm glad we snagged him. Hopefully he's going to share with us a little bit about what's going on over there. So welcome, Grant. Thank you back yet again. It's a true joy to have you on the show with us.
Hello, Barbara, and it's an absolute pleasure to, and I've got to thank you for having me back on. I've been really, really busy at the moment. Lots of things going on this way. But all good. I like to be busy.
Well, is Halloween as big a deal over there as it is over here?
Well, I think, you know, Halloween's massive here. I think, you know, the UK are no different to you guys out in the States. We love to, you know, there's children walking about at night all dressed up with their pumpkin buckets and bits and pieces, collecting their candy. But I think that when we look at how big it is out in America, I think America does take it by storm. So I think you guys win hand down out there with celebrating the Halloween concept.
Well, you know, it's really quite interesting. I've seen it go through all sorts of phases over here. There was a time when it was really, really big, and then for some reason we all cut back because some very unpleasant things were happening to the kids that were getting candy, and it seems to be on the upswing again. The big deal is the costumes and costume parties, and of course, going house to house trick or treating. And you know, I can remember way back, and my mother used to talk about even when she was a child. It seems to be building and becoming a larger and larger holiday. And I'm noticing that the holidays, especially in the fall, they're all kind of flowing together. Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas. Do you know there are people here that have Christmas decorations up already?
Yep, and there's people here that already have Christmas decorations and lights up in their windows already as well. So, you know, I think that Christmas and everything comes very early now, you know. I don't know if that's just to do with commercialization of shops are putting it out there quicker. You know, they're doing away with the summer stuff. Summer's over, so they're starting to look at now Christmas very early to make sure, because they have struggled over the years, especially over the last couple of years with the economy. And making sure that, and I've noticed also there's a lot of sales on as well, you know, straight after sort of the summer holidays going into September. So I think that that's probably the reason why. But I know more that we celebrate a hell of a lot more towards Guy Fawkes, which is the 5th of November over here, with all the fireworks going off and celebrating Guy Fawkes. Obviously, the gunpowder plot was with the blowing up of Parliament.
Right.
And, that was Guy Fawkes, obviously. That was a very English thing. So that we do celebrate more, probably more that's bigger than actually the Halloween thing.
Well, and I would think Thanksgiving is not necessarily a very big deal over there because, of course, you know, we were leaving you when we came over here. So. Mm.
Yeah. I mean, Thanksgiving as a child, I always used to say to my mum, what is Thanksgiving about in America? Because I never got it, you know. You know, because it's like a Christmas meal, isn't it? It's like a gathering of people together. And I'm like, well, we do that on December the 25th, and that's it, Christmas Day. But I totally understand that we all have our...
Did I lose you?
Oh, I'm there. Sorry, I've leant on my button by mistake. But yeah, no, I think it's nice. We all have our own different things that we celebrate, and I think that it's nice to have that. Cause it's nice to speak to your American friends, and I have a lot of people that I connect with in the business that are across the pond. Like, oh, we're celebrating Thanksgiving today. I go, that's great, because there's something else to talk about on a normal day here in the UK. You know.
Oh, sure. But,
absolutely. No, I think that it's a shame that we don't have more of these holidays or these times when people get together. And I think that's a good thing, because even though you guys out there celebrate the energy of Christmas and Christmas Day, the 25th of December, you have these other Thanksgivings and these other bits and pieces around it. And I think that's good, because it brings families together. And And I like the American way, because they're very traditional within their energy of doing them things.
Well,
you know?
Yeah, and I think that also, I think one of the reasons that at least now a great deal is being made of it is that this is a dark time of the year. You know, it's getting darker and darker and darker. It's colder and colder and colder. And with the economy and the political situation the way it is, anything to have bright lights and celebration is just worthy of doing. So
Absolutely. We
seem to be pouring ourselves into that aspect of it. And with that said, you know, the energy is kind of squirrely these days. I'm finding that so many people energetically are having a difficult time just getting their balance and getting a forward motion going in their lives. So again, a celebration is in order. And you know, I the older I get, the less I put into the decorations because, yeah, frankly, there are no children around and the grandchildren uh-huh. are not here either. So I kick it back. I go for the standard New England decoration of candles in all the windows, which I uh-huh. think is phenomenal. And I leave those up through January because it used to be, of course, the way that you would light the way home for people, so that in a way it's sort of a nice way of saying, you know, my lights are on and people are welcome. So I like that aspect of it, but it really gets dank here, and I would imagine it gets pretty dank over there too.
Yeah, I mean, it was only 8 degrees out here last night. It's getting colder. It actually dropped half its temperature over the space of one night. It was 16 degrees the night before, and it dropped down to 8. So it's very sporadic. And then we had a major hurricane or a storm in the week, which was quite devastating across the southeast of England, and that got up to 100-mile-an-hour winds, and that took a few trees down. So, yeah, it's not very nice this time of year. Today was a very lovely, sunny, dry, crisp, clear, cold November day here. But yeah, you can never tell from one day to the next what the weather's going to be like.
Well, that's the way it goes. It is as eclectic as everything else.
Absolutely, absolutely. But talking about the different ways, I know that my auntie lives out in Germany, and my cousins out in Germany as well. And they actually said, I love the way they celebrate Christmas and their decorations. They have candles everywhere. They have these like welcome candles, which is like on a pyramid of lights going up in the window, and that's to welcome people in. But they also celebrate what they call Nikolaus. And this is where the children actually, at the beginning of December, they put a clog out. They put a clog out, and Nikolaus comes along, Santa Claus, and he fills the clogs with sweets. And yeah, so I love all the different ways that across Europe as well they celebrate the energy of Christmas and obviously all around the world, you know. And I think it's a special time of the year. This time of the year, I think we're lucky to have two lots of celebrations of stuff. Close together within the energy of Halloween and Christmas as well. And I think, you know, a lot of people go, oh, Halloween's scary. It shouldn't be about that. It should be, you know, celebrating all these energies of spirit coming forward and rejoicing that.
Well, you know, actually, really, it you know, you and I both deal with spirits in a very different way that Halloween
yep.
does. And to me, frankly, the most peaceful place I could ever expect to be would be in a graveyard, because nobody hangs around there. They're all, hanging around their family and stuff. And I have been known to picnic in cemeteries because it's so quiet and peaceful, and you know, the lawns are all nicely done and the flowers are pretty. So we have some very old cemeteries here, and it is just so pleasant to be in them. And I found that one of them was reputedly supposed to be the most haunted graveyard in the East. And to be honest, I didn't feel anything there at all, except, you know, a couple of ants that went up my pants. But aside from that,
I think a lot of people always think, oh yeah, churchyard, graveyard, whatever is going to bring the energy of a lot of spirit forward. But you're absolutely right. You know, your loved ones aren't going to be where they are put to rest. They're going to be around you all the time, and that's what we got to remember, that, you know, it's only our vehicle that we put in the ground, our shell, our vehicle we use in this life, and it's a place to go back and remember that person and lay flowers down. But remember, guys, and I always say this to people out there listening, you know, your loved ones are around you all the time, you know, and that's what we have to remember.
Well, yeah, and I have often found that if someone has just passed over, usually they will talk about the memorial service and the food that was served or what they were laid in their casket. I mean, it's you know, they usually, you know, it's clear that they've been seeing what's going on and they've been keeping track of what's going on. So, you know, they're not trapped in a box. As a matter of fact, they're not even in the body when the body goes into the box. So, anyhow, we have a lot of people lined up for readings, and our first caller is Sally, and her sister passed away just last night.
Oh, bless her heart.
Hi, Sally, are you there?
Yes, I am.
I am so sorry for your loss, but please understand that it's not a loss. She's not gone.
I know.
You have to know that when she crossed over, there was a celebration. She went to a party, and I do understand how deeply this touches you. But you know, she's not in pain, and there's a joy and a bliss around her that is profound. And I don't know, Grant, is this too early for you to tune in to somebody who has just crossed over?
Well, it all depends, really, Barbara. And I've got to say, I'm so sorry to hear about your loss. And I think the pain is of the memory of having them there. But remember that the transition is just coming away from the physical, and they are there in the other dimension, and they're around you. What I will say to you here is what I'm picking up. Now, I don't know if she had a boy or a son, but did she have the son, darling?
Yes, she has a son.
Okay, now I feel like I'm going towards the son's energy here, so I know that I do have her with me. And she does talk to me about that she's still not completely transitioned over. She's staying around from it, because I feel like the boy is having a real hard time coping. And also there's a feeling of not being around at the time of her passing. Does that make sense to you?
I'm not sure, because... Well, it's a long story, but I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, I know that she's around. She's sending love over to her boy. And I feel like at the moment, she's fine, but I just feel like she's staying around, like, half within the energy before she crosses right over. And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But I know that she's staying around because there's a feeling like she wants to make sure everyone's settled before she transitions fully. I know within the energy of what I get with your sister here that there was something that was taking her down quite slowly towards the end of her life. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do.
With the illness. Okay, and I feel like within the energy of here, I got disorientation before she passed over. So I don't know if that was something where either there was she was heavily sedated with a drug, or there was a feeling like she wasn't quite with it, but there was something around the head. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do.
And I know that within the energy here, she says to me here, I love you as much as I love the other one, and I feel like there's another sister or a brother there. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and she's sending love over. Have you got a brother, darling?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, and she's sending love to your brother here. And she says to me here that I am around you both as much as I feel like. She wants to let you know about a dog, and I don't know what the dog is, but who had the dog?
I have a dog, and she had a dog.
Oh, bless her heart. Is the dog still here, darling, on the earth plane?
There's another dog on the other side, too.
Okay, that as long as you understand where the dog is, because she keeps going on about the dog in my ear, okay? And I feel like what I want to say to you here is that she wasn't very happy within the energy of, I don't know if it's to do with her illness or where she was, for around about the last 3 years of her life. Do you understand what I mean by this?
Yes, I do.
And I know that what she's trying to say to me here is that she's out of pain now, and she wants you to know that... That is the thing that she wants you to know, is that she's out of pain and she's fine and she's back to herself again, okay? I know that within the energy here that something went through the body with her illness, but I know that I'm going up to the head. Do you understand this?
Yes, I know what you're saying.
So I don't know if this is like a cancer feel or whatever it is, but I know that I've got this sapped of energy, and I feel like I've also lost a bit of weight with her towards the end of her life. Do you understand this?
Yes, I understand.
And I feel like I've got the feeling like she wasn't particularly motivational towards the end of her life. So I feel like she's trying to tell me here she couldn't do the things that she used to be able to do. And she was such a vibrant soul. She's saying to me here, she's making me cough as well, so I don't know what that is.
She was having respiratory failure.
Oh, bless her heart. But this is just a condition of what she showed me on the earth when she was on the earth plane, but not when she's over on the other side. She's fine with it, but it's just her way of validating, okay? Now, I do know here that what she's trying to give me here is a separation or something around the energy of mum. Now, I don't know if that's like she didn't talk to mum or there was something about not seeing mum or having a connection as much as she wanted to. But do you understand this?
Yes. My mother died when I was 11 and my sister was 14.
Oh, bless your heart, darling. And thank you. She just said to me, I'm with mum now.
I felt like we had communication today. I'm very open to all of this, and I felt like my sister was communicating with me today.
Okay,
do you think I'm crazy?
No, I don't think you're crazy at all, bless you, because that's the way that she would have put it across to you and your mother, okay? Now, what is the photograph that you were frantically trying to find?
I'm sorry.
No.
Oh, it's your heart, darling. Now, there was a photograph that you've been trying to find over the last 24 hours.
I found a picture of her when she got married, and I don't. I'm sorry.
Oh, bless your heart. Don't worry. In your own time now.
I found a picture of her when she got married. And when she got married, she was 19, and she really was very separated from the rest of the family after that.
I understand this. I understand this. And she says to me here.
So it was a long time.
She says to me here that you're going to come across another photograph that I feel that she wants blown up or put up for her. So you either need to put it up on a wall when it comes forward, okay? Now, who would be the guy that was around her with the moustache? Now, I don't know if that would have been a partner, a brother,
or her husband,
yeah, I got that, the partner. Okay, and is this within the wedding picture?
Yes.
That would make total sense, because I'm seeing the thick moustache on him. Do you understand that?
Yes.
A very handsome man.
Right.
A very handsome man. And I feel like I want to say, if that's the picture, that I feel that's the picture she wants you to put up, okay, or get out.
She told me this morning. Yep.
Bless your heart, darling. Who's John?
Who's John? I can't think straight right now.
Okay, don't worry, darling. I don't expect you. She said John's over there with her. So who's John? It would be somebody like up on that level, but over to the side. Have you got an uncle or somebody over that side, on your father's side?
Oh, most of my family is on the other side. I can't think straight right now.
Don't worry, darling. I don't expect you to think about it all now. There's a lot of information coming from her. I also feel like I need to say to you here that she wants you to have either a piece of jewelry. So there's either a ring here she's trying to show me. Do you understand this?
It's probably something of my mother's, yes.
Okay, as long as you understand, I feel like it should be coming to you or you should be having it, okay? Now, I do know that there's like a band here, okay? So it's just like a single band, like a wedding ring. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes, I do.
Okay, it feels like she wants you to have that or you should be in possession of it. So I feel like it should be coming to you. Just remember that. And I also feel here that there would be either, I know, she's talking about the boy, but she talks about the girl as well. Did she have a daughter as well?
No, I have a daughter.
That's absolutely fine, and I want to put the energy over to a younger female this side that she felt very close to.
Okay.
So I presume that's your daughter, yes?
I think so. I think that's what you're talking about, or it could be. No, you know what? As I said, I'm not thinking straight right now. I think you're talking about her son's wife. As I said, my sister had been apart from us for a while, you know.
Okay. Bless your heart, darling. Bless your heart. Don't worry about that, as long as you understand the message. And I know that what she's trying to say to me here is that there would be somebody here that made me feel like, and this isn't anything to do with her now, it feels like there's a connection with somebody that passed very quickly from an accident, or somebody that passed a few years ago that felt like there was an accident, and they're over there with her as well, she's met up with this person.
Yes, I know who you're talking about.
And it's a male. Okay.
Right, I know who
and
you're
she's letting
about.
You know that this guy that died in the tragic accident, and he must have been travelling somewhere or on his travels, didn't feel like it was just like a work, going to work or travelling home. It feels like he was travelling somewhere when this happened. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do.
Okay, yes. That's fine. I'll leave her love with you, darling. She's giving you a red rose here to symbolise love, and she's giving you that and saying, I am right beside you. Can you just remember also that whatever you are looking at that is over to your left-hand side right now is resembling the energy of her, or she's standing to that side, but she knows that you've been looking over to the left-hand side of where you're sitting, or where you're standing right now is where I feel like her energy is, and I know that there's something that over there that reminds you of her.
Well, I'm in my meditation room, and I have my mother's picture there. So, you know, it's right there to my left, yes.
That would make total sense, as long as you understand that's your mum validating as much as your sister is both together, and that's where they are. So remember that, darling. I will leave her love
thank
with you.
You.
I hope that's helped you.
Thank
God
you.
Bless you.
Yes,
you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you, Sally, for calling. Hope we helped a little bit.
Yes, you did. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Bless your heart.
My goodness, I don't know if I would even have the energy to call a show. Of course, if I knew you were on it and you're as accurate as you are, then maybe I would, after all. It's so important to get confirmation that they have crossed over, even though you know they do, even though that you understand it, even though that you believe it, having somebody confirm it for you is really so important so often.
It is, and the thing is, Barbara, I think a lot to do with this work is confidence, and the fact of the matter is when we transition that actually the energy can be very, very much rawer, and the information sometimes comes through a lot quicker because of that rawity, that they're just the dimensional change and the process just takes a little time because she wants to stay around to make sure that everyone's happy. So she's just outside that dimension of the sheer resting place, i.e. heaven. So she's in peaceful zone, but
mm-hmm.
she's staying close by.
Oh, yeah, no, and I often find that they hang around long enough to check out their funerals and take attendance and find out,
absolutely.
You know, just who actually shows up.
Absolutely.
While they are in transition, while they are becoming more and more spirit, that element of curiosity and that human curiosity stays with them for a while, and they want to check stuff out.
Absolutely.
But I certainly, you know, can't imagine what Sally's going through. I've not lost a sister, but I've lost a husband, so I do know that grief can be intense, and it does pass, and you do manage to go forward. And I really believe that funerals and all of the stuff connected to them are not for those that have passed away, but they're for those who are left here to get together and console each other.
Yeah. And I think over the years of what we hear and as we grow up, you know, I've always looked at funerals as being a very sad thing. But as I've learned and progressed as a medium, what we have to remember is it's a celebration of life, and they're in a better place than where we are now. And this is what we say. It's a celebration of rebirth, of life, and of transition and going into the next dimension of life.
Well, that's the one thing that a lot of spirits on the other side remind me of constantly. And it's that you know, a lot of times families on someone's birthday will celebrate that birthday, and spirits are constantly reminding me that their birthday is the day they were born into that realm. So really the day we should be celebrating is the day that they passed away, because they were reborn into another dimension. So I had one lady come through very strongly, and she kept saying, you know, that's not my birthday anymore. My birthday is the day that I was born into this reality, and that's the day I want you to celebrate. And It makes great sense. It's just that, you know, you don't think of it that way. And the Chinese have it perfectly. When a baby is born, they wear black and they mourn because of life, when the life that person is going to have to go through. And when they pass on, they wear white and celebrate because they have succeeded in making it through this lifetime. So...
Absolutely. You know, this life is a test, and this life is set out as a physical dimension because we feel physical pain. As much as maybe the heart hurts and we feel that emotion, you know, it's a different way of going through this physical test. And the other dimensions don't have that so much, you know. So they also, the higher energy beings that have never walked this physical dimension, learn from us in that process.
Yeah, it's really amazing how sometimes we get so locked into our physical reality, we forget that's just what's holding us here, and that, you know, we're going to move into other dimensions and other realities as the spirit moves forward in its evolution and ascension. We have to actually get going here.
Okay, let's go.
Okay, we've got Lisa. Hi, Lisa. How are you doing today?
Hi.
How can we help?
Well, I wondered if your guests, I'm just calling about career, actually, and how the energy stands from now until the end of the year, please.
From what I can tell, you're going to be working very, very hard, but it feels to me as if by the end of the year there's a duality, and that it looks as though you're going to be doing the work of two. And after that, it feels as though you're moving into another area, another arena, so that for the next couple of months it really feels as though there's a great deal of struggle here. But all for the good, and certainly nothing that you can't handle. Just... putting your nose to your shoulder to the grindstone, I guess. Grant, what do you get?
Well, I've got a feeling here. Hello, Lisa, by the way. I hope you can hear me okay. I've got this feeling pretty much that October, the beginning of October of last month, was a transition for you. Did you come away from work around that time?
I've been actually trying to gain more.
Okay.
More.
Because the feeling is here is that I totally get what Barbara's saying. I do get this energy of work coming forward for you before the new year, but I feel like at the moment your head's looking in about three different directions around the energy of where you're going. So is there a little bit of a lost feel about you about direction? Does that make sense?
I feel lost because I'm dealing with some other stuff in other parts of my life, and then constant maintenance of, you know, adhering to spirituality and the belief of that, but the work itself, I'm you know, constantly trying to make sure that I'm out there and putting in the effort and you know, letting the companies know I'm here and I'm
okay, well, there is this element of what I would class as the way they're putting it forward to me, and my guide's working with me at the moment, is this feeling of teaching with you. And I feel like there should be this teaching element, or it may not be teaching as in with children, but there's this feeling of concept of guiding other people through your work. Now, that could well be on the spiritual, but I don't get that. There's more of this energy of like office-type energy work coming forward for you, but it feels like I've got constructional energy around that process, so it's almost feeling like you're guiding other people's energy around that office work. Does that make sense to you?
You know, you are very good. That's what I've been doing for quite a number of years, and that's what I continue to have my eye on and expanding that. And
right now, Lisa, I'm gonna have to tell you this, because spirit are very much drumming this into your ear, that even though there's these energies of wanting to do other things around the energy of maybe the spiritual work or whatever it may be that you're looking to do new things with, they're saying to me here, at the moment the time isn't right, and I feel like what I need to say to you is that there might be an element of you having to still go down the guidelines of where you've been and what you've done with your work, and that still will be the things that are coming forward for you. Now, I know that within the energy here, there's a need to travel as well, so I don't know if you've been thinking of working away or thinking of working abroad. I don't know what concept they're trying to give me here, but my guide is saying to me here, patience is a virtue and it will pay off. I just think at the moment there's an energy here where you might have to go back through the energy of something you've done. And like Barbara said there, that I feel there might be a time where you go through that stalemate energy thinking, oh my God, I'm here in this place again doing the similar type of work that I've done before, but I'm actually sitting here thinking I'm bored now of this and I actually want to go through it again. So you might go through that area of where you've been through before and you go back through that transitional stage of feeling a little bit like, oh, I'm zapped to this energy, I've done this before, I've been doing this for months on end, and then I go through this sort of limbo period, like I've got work there but it's not really what I want to do. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, indeed it does.
So they're not putting a negative there, they're just putting a guidance there to say don't worry about what comes forward because work's work, but they are saying to me here there is still work to be done in that area before that transition comes forward, and I feel that it will come forward in the latter part of 2014 when we're looking around about this time next year where that movement happens again out of the transitional area of something that you've done before. So don't, like I say, don't take that as a negative, take it as a progression forward to the next step where I feel like you've got to go back, do the same thing to progress forward again. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
And I know that can be deflating sometimes, but pretty much spirit talk from the hip, and they shoot from the hip, and they give you it how it is. Sometimes we don't like to hear it, but sometimes we need to hear it. But it's actually a pretty good notion for you, because I feel that there's unfinished business around the energy of something that you should be feeling more proud of about yourself around the energy of that workplace. Do you understand what I mean? Or the way that you've worked over that period of time within that energy of work. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes, it does.
Well, take it and take that guidance, because I feel like whatever's coming forward for you will be good and it will give you that, but it's just about what you want from your working life, because it actually feels like it will give you stability. So that's a good thing.
Yes, it is.
Well, there you go, darling. And before you go very quickly, I want to say to you, do you drive at the moment?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, are you looking at the new vehicle?
I am thinking that I should probably get one because, you know, as you touched on the travel aspect,
yep.
The travel aspect, I'm thinking that a job opportunity comes in and requiring a travel.
Okay, then now do you own a Chrysler?
No, I don't.
Okay, well remember the Chrysler coming in. I don't know what type of Chrysler it is, but I'm seeing the badge. So remember it and remember that Chrysler coming in as being a form of transport.
I will indeed.
Well, bless your heart, Donna. I wish you all the best.
Thanks for calling, Lisa. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Take care.
Okay. I have a switchboard that's going all over the place here. We've got Stacy. Hi, Stacy. How are you doing today? Hello, Stacy. Okay, we'll put her back and let her wait a while, and we'll go on to Melissa. Hi, Melissa, are you there?
Hi, I'm here.
Okay, hi, how are you?
How are you, Barbara?
Doing well, thank you.
That's good to hear. Hi, Grant.
Hello, Melissa, how are you, my darling?
I'm okay. I'm having a hot cup of tea. It's cold.
Oh, bless your heart. I'm having a half a glass of cider just to relax my energy.
That sounds good.
So how can we help today?
Well, I'm in a transition period, and not quite sure of the path I should be taking. I thought I was sure.
Yeah, can I ask, when did you start your transition?
In between spring and summer.
From what I'm seeing here, it would be really, I would suggest that you not even worry about it until the first of the year, and that's when I would really pounce on stuff. I don't think you have discovered the direction that you need to go. You don't have your balance yet, and there's not a flow of continuity through your energy. It really feels here, if you need to have some sort of work, I get temporary work until the first of the year. That's when it feels like something hits home for you and you're off and running, and it feels as though after the first of the year, that's where the strength is, that's where the direction is. It does feel as though you do need to change directions so that whatever work you get should put you into working you should be in direct contact with people. You should not be in any kind of job that has structure to it or a routine to it, because you're a very flexible person and need to be challenged constantly. Grant, what are you getting?
Well, the first thing that Spirit took me to, Melissa, it almost makes me feel, my darling, that there is something here that's left an empty hole. Now, they're not focusing on the energy so much of career, but this is where the basis lies with it, is that was you very deeply hurt around the energy of emotional, around the energy of love over the last 18 months? Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yeah.
And do you understand when I say this, that it sort of left you a little bit empty and a little bit lost within the whole of your life? Does that make sense?
For a bit, yeah.
Okay, because that's where we lost the transition of flow of where you were going with life. It almost put a little scar or a dent on where your confidence was within the energy of where you're going and what you were doing. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
Right, because what they're taking me back to is the core energy of where we need to be with you at the moment. And the core energy of where we need to be with you at the moment is self-belief, okay? And I feel that confidence was not taken. I'm not saying that that ex-partner or that person took that confidence of who you were within your working role, but I'm talking about confidence within the energy of how much was emotion was put into the relationship, where you felt vibrant and lively around that energy to be able to go forward and have the plans in your head about where you were going with life. But I do feel there's a creative spark within the energy of you. And I feel that writing is very important within the energy of work. And I feel that they're trying to say to you here that when we try to get the energy flowing to put CVs out or put a resume out towards a job, it almost makes me feel like I can't put that energy forward. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Because I get a really good energy about you. And like Barbara says, you are very flexible and you can put your hand to a lot of things. But I do feel within the energy of creativity with you, I feel that that puts a spark and a flow into the energy. And I'm going to say this, and if you don't know what this is, remember it. That I feel that sales will be very important to you within your work. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Sales?
Like as in sales, you'll be selling something through the work for a company. Does that make sense?
Not yet.
Right, well, that's why I said I think that you're not going to know this yet, so hold on to it. But whatever it is that you are trying to do, I feel like there's more study coming forward for you, and writing also is important for that process. Do you understand what I mean? Have you been looking at going back to college or studying something?
I have been looking for a Reiki master.
Ah, right. Okay. So I see study coming up. Now, are you cleared for your Reiki 1? Does that make sense to you?
Am I what?
Have you done your Reiki 1 course, your first course of Reiki?
I've started it.
Thank you, because I know that I've got the Reiki 1 there, and I feel like, do you know what, you're very good, I'm being told, very good, but you lack confidence. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Right, that's fine, that's normal. What I feel for you also here is that I feel that healing is good for you, but I also feel that there's a very clairvoyant energy about you. Can you understand this?
Yes. Yes.
So through your Reiki, you're getting a lot of visions and visualizations of things, yes?
Things in that manner have started to manifest right. More clairvoyantly than...
I was just about to say, your clairvoyancy is opening up tenfold, so you're going to accelerate very, very much within that process. Now, I'm going to have to ask you this because they're showing something to me. Have you been thinking about getting a tattoo on your ankle?
In short story, yes.
Okay, because I'm just looking at it looks like a entwined sort of dark. It could just be black ink or like a henna looking type thing down on the ankle. Do you understand this? It's only small. It's not big.
It's unfinished. I started it myself. It was probably about 10 years ago I started it, and it was the night that my my great aunt passed. And
oh, bless
I
your heart.
Something made me look at the time, and I stopped it, and I never finished it. And that's what
It almost looks to me like it looks like, I don't even know what I'm looking at here, but it looks like it's horizontal.
I don't know either.
it looks like it's vertical, so it looks like it's twined up the ankle and not around it. Do you understand what I mean by this?
Well, it's not finished, so there isn't much there. I've been toying with the idea of finishing what I was going to put or making it something better in memory of her. So I haven't done it. So maybe that's what I'm going to end up with. I don't know.
Well, remember it because I'm seeing it come on, and let me know and give Barbara some feedback and let me know if that does happen. And I know here that what I get with it almost is symbolic to the energy of your work and where you're going with your work. So I know that's good. Now, is there also a birthday coming up this in the next couple of weeks?
Because I'm being told, November.
Okay, I know that I'm being told that there's a big anniversary or birthday coming in, okay, that Spirit are going to be around for that anniversary. Do you understand this? Now, it may not be just a birthday. It might be an anniversary of a passing, but I know that it's coming up within the next few weeks.
I have a guy friend that passed in November.
Okay. Do you also know the name, what sounds to me like Lloyd?
Lloyd, no.
Right, okay. it sounded like you were saying Lloyd in my ear. Can you just hold that name? Because if they shout something in my ear, and it sounded like the name Lloyd, okay, that I need to give it to you because it will validate something around that time, and you'll know it when you hear it, okay?
Okay.
So if it's not a name that you know of, they always chuck it forward for a validation to let you know that it will come forward. Now, I'll hold it there, but carry on with what you're doing. You're doing a great job. And remember, be patient and believe in yourself.
Thank you very much, both of you.
No problem. It's a pleasure.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye now.
God bless.
Bye.
Okay, let's try Stacel. Hi, Stacel, are you there?
Hi, how you doing?
Doing well.
In the background. Yeah,
we all have
did it the whole time, and I kept talking, and I'm like, oh, that's why. I look at my phone, I was like, oh, I gotta mute it.
Yeah, that does help a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, so how can we help you?
Well, there was this guy that I dated last night, but I feel like I actually manifested a guy that I was looking forward to. Even though the weird part, he does work right up in my street, which is kind of a small world. And, like, it's so funny because he is psychic himself. Like, he is, like, psychic himself. And, like, I remember early this I was like, I need to learn how to play an instrument or something, and he knows how to play an instrument, and I was just, like, asking him he should teach me or something. But I was just, like, wondering how you feel. Like, I feel pretty good about him.
I think that in a way, you have manifested this, but also understand that when we put out there we want a relationship, we have to be discerning, because we can draw in relationships that are not the perfect one that we're looking for. I would go slow. I would understand that the universe often sends us people to test us. And that doesn't mean that he'll be a bad person. It just means that it may not be all that you were looking for, and the universe may be sending you somebody that is not quite exactly all that you want to see if you'll settle. It could easily be the one you're looking for, but from what I'm seeing here, until the March timeframe, you're not really going to know, so I would not invest yourself heavily. I would enjoy yourself and get to know him and see where the universe wants you to take it. Grant? Did I lose Grant?
Sorry, I muted myself there. No, I am here. Hello there. this is quite an interesting one, actually, because, yeah, I do get the manifestation there, and I feel that as much as it's been manifested to you, my friend, I almost feel like it was manifested to him as well. Now, I don't know if this guy quite fair?
Fair, like light-skinned?
Yeah, like, has he got fair hair as well, like a mousy brown?
Yeah.
I got quite a young-looking energy about him, so I almost feel like he's got a youngish attitude about him. But what I like about him, I've got, when you talked about instrument, I instantly saw him playing a guitar or strumming the guitar. Do you understand that?
Yeah, he deals with, like, string instrument. He plays in the orchestra and things like that.
Yeah. Now, with his energy here, this boy gives me a feeling that there's an element of shyness with him. Now, I feel as you first look at him, confidence oozes from him, but I get insecurity with him. So I know that within this energy that there is some work to be done on both areas, because you're quite insecure yourself, aren't you?
Yeah, I was so nervous because I thought he won't like my hair, but then I sent only one picture of myself with short hair, but he was like, oh my God, I like your hair, you should grow longer, which I'm glad he said that, because the last guy I dated forced me to cut my hair.
Yep. So, why are you worried about your home or your living area around the energy of this guy coming forward? What is it that you're worried about within the home?
My home?
Yeah, what was it about you going, oh, I need to tidy up, or I need to do something, and I need to change something?
Well, I'm living with my... You're talking about, like, the home that I live with, in my house, is what you're talking about?
Yeah, in your house. Is it because you feel uncomfortable about bringing him home, or is there something about the energy of home life? Does that make sense?
That I'm okay, but then it's like so many dysfunctional things that happen. Like, I don't feel comfortable for him to see it. I mean, he actually picked it up. Like I said, he's pretty, like, psychic. I don't know if he realizes, but, like, I'm like, how do you know about this? Like, about my mom and my sister. Like, he's very, like, empathic and intuitive.
Yeah.
But I
think that there's an energy here of your concern about how they will perceive him, or the energy of you taking him into that environment. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And I get that.
I just don't want to get by my own family for being gay and things like that.
Yeah, that makes total sense. But I get the energy here that this guy is understanding, and I feel like there is an energy here where you'll be more in his energy than he would be in your energy. So there's a feeling like either he has his own place, or there's this energy where you can go more into his energy, so it wouldn't be a problem. I would say, like Barbara said, take it steadily with this, because I feel like this is something of a soulmate guided energy more than something that's permanent. Do you understand what I mean?
Okay.
But I feel like fun times, and I feel like good times ahead. Enjoy it. I do feel that there's a lot of work to be done on your energy more than his. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, I'll let him know. Don't hear it.
No, I think just go with it. You know, this is about guidance. There's no but ifs or if it will. This is about free will, and I think that there's a lot of work between both of you there that needs to be worked on. And I feel that he has come forward into that energy to be able to take you out of the energy of the last relationship and where that took you.
Yeah. I did explain to him that I did have some type of domestic violence. You know, like that.
That's something he will come in and soften the energy of and be able to believe in the love again and relationship. You understand what I mean?
Wait, repeat that again?
I said he will come forward and he will make you believe in love again. Because you've been hurt on that energy. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, also, very quickly, I will say this to you, that there is something that is not... I don't know why they're showing me this. But there's something here that you were looking at on your jeans or your trousers, your trousers, yeah? That you're looking at jeans recently and you're going, I need the new pair of jeans. I've got to look at them and I think I don't like these ones.
Wait, something on my leg you're talking about?
Yeah, it's on your jeans. You were looking at a new pair of jeans or a new pair of pants, but you're looking at them and you're going, I need to change these.
Well, on my leg there is a spider bite that I've been dealing with. I don't know if you're thinking about...
Is it on your left leg?
Yes.
Yeah. Is it down below the knee?
Yeah.
Yeah. And is it around the front by the shin?
Yeah, it's like on the near the bone front area, somewhere around there.
It's like very sore, and it's about halfway up, yeah, between your foot and your knee. Yep, they're just letting me know. It's a validation to let you know that everything else that I said is to take time and patience on. You understand?
Okay.
Yeah, do you know what kind of spider it was? Because it feels like it was a brown reclusive spider.
They never told me. You know what's funny? The guy I dated, he went to school for a nurse, and he was just like, you're so lucky that they didn't amputate your leg, because I did have a black skin, like it was a dead tissue, and it never grew. And every time I went, I only went to the ER twice, but he was just like, I'm surprised that they never cut that out. Like, I'm very lucky that didn't went really bad, even though I kept getting hives all over me.
This was a brown reclusive spider, and those spider bites take a very long time to heal.
Okay. Yeah, I'm very lucky not to lose my leg.
Thank you so much for calling in today. We really appreciate your call.
Thank you so much. I really enjoyed the reading.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
All right.
Bye-bye now.
All right.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Switchboard is being... I think we have spooks in our switchboard today. Okay, we've got, I think, Prenz. Is that how I pronounce your name? Oh, switchboard is really being funky today.
Yeah, correct.
Okay, hi. You're on the air with Grant and Barbara. How can we help
you, Grant? Well, I'm pretty much open. I'd like to know what spirit has to say. I do have some loved ones on the other side. And I don't know what spirit has to say or has to come through. Reading, you know. Completely open.
Oh, yours, Grant.
Okay. Well, the first... Hello there, darling. How are you? The first thing that I've got with you, and I don't know what you are trying to do with your hair, but Jesus, they keep... You're either messing with your hair, wondering what you want to do with your hair, but it's like, what do? You keep playing with it. And your hair is like a big issue. And they're saying to me, why do you keep worrying about your hair? Your hair is absolutely fine. But I know that this is something that you're very self-orientated about. You worry about how you look all the time. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah.
I've got this energy here with me. I've got an older male in spirit here stepping forward. And it could well be a father, but it felt like I'm going over to the the father's side. But it felt like a male over to that side, but I felt like I'm going to the side of your father. Have you got an uncle in spirit?
I do. That's Uncle Tari.
Is that your dad's brother?
No, my mum's brother.
Okay, no, that's fine. So I've got another male there that's over to your father's side as well. Is there any other uncles over there?
Well, I wasn't close to my dad's side of the family at all. My dad passed.
So I've got dad. That would make total sense. I felt like I had father there, but I've also got this male to the side of him, so that would make total sense. Who's Mike?
Mike?
I keep getting the name. If you don't know, just hold on to it, darling, because I've got a feeling like this could be on your father's side.
Nope. Don't know.
Okay, hold on to it, because I don't expect everyone to know if they don't know much about their father's side, okay? But I know here that what I get here is that, for you, love comes and goes very quickly. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Seems that way.
Well, I've got the energy here that of unsettlement around the energy of love, and you've had quite a rough ride when it comes to love, but you take it on the nose. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'm done taking it through the nose, though.
Yeah, I know. You are very good at holding up, but you hold a lot because you wear a mask. Do you understand what I mean by that? You hide your emotions. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And I know that from what I'm being told here, I've got a feeling your father's stepping forward here now. With your father, I almost got this feeling of transition very quickly and unexpected with him. Do you understand what I mean by that?
With him, well, see, I wasn't in his life. He wasn't in my life for most of my
That's
life, really.
Fine. That's fine. But do you understand where he suffered either? Okay, do you understand, though, how he passed? Because I've got this feeling of, like, transitioning very quickly and where the feeling of, like, a sudden heart attack.
I heard through the grapevine that he passed suddenly, and so everyone that knew him was surprised, but I was actually very happy for him. I felt like he was ready, like, I don't know, like he was good with it.
Yeah. That's fine, because it doesn't matter how much contact you have with your father. Your father still looks over you from spirit side as well. And he knows within the energy here that there is this sporadic movement of relationship and not being able to settle. Do you understand this?
Yeah.
And he says to me here that for you, okay, this is his words, so don't shoot the messenger. You're going for the wrong type of man, or you go for the wrong type of energy. Do you understand this?
Yeah, makes sense.
It almost feels like you follow, like, the same sort of path within the type of guy that you pick up. Do you understand this?
So far, I had until this recent one, which was just, like, very recently, and he was very different. And I loved how sincere he was. But then he decided to just cut it off abruptly, and I'm like, wait a minute, what just happened?
Okay, whoa, let's slow down, because your father's raising an eyebrow and going, different? I don't think so, because if you look at the path of what he's trying to say to you, how they end very abruptly, does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Right, so he said to me, the same thing. Do you know why? And do you know what he just said to me? You rush in too quickly. You give your heart too quickly. Do you understand what I mean by this?
I'm a lover.
Yes. Oh, yes, you are.
I'm a damn Virgo.
I can totally understand where that is then. But he's laughing here, your father, and he says, you're no different to your mother, really, within that notion. Do you understand what I mean by this?
No, that's true.
And he says to me here, that's not a bad thing. He just says to me here that for you, he's trying to give you some guidance to say, be the friend first before you act on a quick notion of wanting to settle into something very quickly. Do you understand this?
Yeah.
Who's Robert?
Yeah.
Who's Robert? Or Rob?
I don't know Robert.
Right, can you hold...
I've been told there's a Robert coming in, but I don't know Robert.
I'm just about to say to you, remember the name Robert, and I feel that I want Robert to be somebody that puts a commitment or a ring on your finger, and I know that this will be something, thank you, and I know that he will have uniform, or there will be a uniform connection team. Now, what they mean by that is I feel like he could be military, or there's something around Marine with him. Do you understand this? Is that some type of guy that you go with?
I just met a friend out of the blue, like 2-3 days ago, who he was in the military, and he has a brother. I mean, but I don't think it's his brother, but he has connections to the military base, and for some reason I feel drawn to go visit it, which is only 2 hours away.
Well, let me just say to you that... you know, the future is very bland, but the future is very clear to a psychic. So remember the military base. Remember also that I'm getting connections with, like, the Air Force Marine base. Do you understand that?
Of course, Marine.
And the reason being that they're showing me that is because they just showed me Maverick out of Top Gun, so I know that this is a Maverick.
Okay. Wow, that's...
I'm not going to tell you he looks like Tom Cruise, because I'd be lying to tell you he looks like Tom Cruise, because he's a lot taller.
Oh, please.
Even better.
But look out for Rob.
And,
okay, look out for Rob, but he'll be very fair in the hair, okay? But his hair will be very short. And I know that within the energy of Rob, that this man will give and offer a lot of love. And I know that also with this man, he will be a Capricorn.
He'll be a what?
A cat cold. So
cackle?
His birthday...
No, a Capricorn.
Oh, Capricorn.
not a leprechaun, a Capricorn.
Well, you certainly have given her a great deal to look for. Keep in touch with us and let us know how this search goes.
Absolutely.
Oh, definitely. I'm very...
Thanks for calling now.
Thank you. Thank you, Grant.
I have to tell you, this switchboard is just so crazy. It's unbelievable. Okay. Let's go to Michelle. Hi, Michelle. How are you doing today?
Hi. Hello. I'm great.
Michelle?
How are you guys? Hello.
Hey, we're doing well. Hi.
Great. Really enjoying the show as well. This has been wonderful.
Me too.
My question.
It's lots of fun to sit and listen to Grant work. So what's your question?
Yes. And you know what? With the first lady, I was actually under the impression that it had to be at least 40 days before you could make a connection. And
oh,
he was
no.
really able. Doing. And so that was wonderful because she really needed that. That was great to work.
Yeah. No, actually, you can tune into the spirits. It's just that they're not usually very clear as to, you know, a lot of stuff. But, yeah, you can tap in with them. Sometimes it's really cool to hear their reactions to what's going on. So what can we do for you today?
Well, I am hoping that you guys can see for me is I want to know, when do you see me being able to start my business out? Like, about when do you see it coming into fruition?
I'm laughing because my guide's laughing. Don't worry. Go on, carry on, Barbara.
Oh, thank you. Well, frankly, mine are laughing too. all right. I would, from what I'm seeing here and what I'm feeling, it feels like it's about the March time frame.
Okay.
And but you have to actually... You have to actually, I'm not using their language. You have to actually get off your posterior and start doing some work here and put one foot in front of the other. They can't do it all, and it isn't until you've actually made your intent known to the universe that they can come in and start to work with you. It really feels like you have a lot of it still in your head, and that it feels as though there's a great deal of putting ducks in order and things like that. Lots of loose ends. If you really get busy and you've got some really cheeky guides around you. If you really They keep saying you're sitting on a silver platter waiting to be served up, and it's not going to happen. So it just seems to me that the only thing that you're doing right at the moment is getting tarnish on your backside, so that if you start really putting things out, initiating stuff, getting stuff going, that by the March time frame you'll have the foundations that you can work from. Does that make sense to you?
Okay. Yeah, but Rand? I wonder why they're saying I'm not doing anything. Like, I totally am. I have everything out there. I even have approached some investors. I'm wondering where that's coming from.
What I'm feeling is that you don't have enough of there's not enough solid material here for even an investor. It feels like there has to be you have a lot of very impressive epidermal work, but the depth isn't there for them, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
Grant?
Yeah, well, it's quite an interesting one, this, because I'm totally getting what you're getting, Barbara, and this isn't because you're not putting the effort in, my darling. I think it is and it isn't. I think it's about focus is the word here, is what I'm getting.
Okay.
Focus. And they're saying to me here that there may be two or three different things that you're trying to put forward, and we need to focus on one thing. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it actually does.
Right, because that's where I think this is what we're getting. Because what they're saying and what they're trying to put through to Barbara here is that you can't look at all these other things and put your ideas to other things. We've got to focus on what is being actually put forward in your first thought and feeling around the energy of what you are trying to focus your energy on. And it's quite an interesting one, because they were laughing, and that's what they were loving. They were going, oh, my God, she's got to focus. And I think to myself, I totally get it. And I think that the fact of the matter is here, I do get this turnaround early springtime. So March, like Barbara said, April time is going to be that transition where things start to come forward for you. I feel like there's something here where somebody either got involved, I don't know if that's an investor or not, I feel like it's closer to you, that either you were going to go into a business with somebody and they let you down, or there's this energy where they haven't come forward enough to push that energy forward with you. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Right, so that is also taking you back a couple of steps. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it definitely does.
Right, so for that reason being is that we need to refocus, and that is something what, you know, don't look and expand the energy too far. Come back a little bit, focus on one energy for them other things to expand out, if that makes sense to you. Can you understand that?
Yeah, I actually do.
Right, now I see. Right, that's what they're trying to put over here, and the fact is, you know, they are laughing here, your guides, because they were making me laugh, and Barbara's so right what she's saying. I've got this sort of really sort of giggly energy of the guy going, oh my God, she's trying to do too much, and she ain't actually doing it. And that's the sort of thing that they were coming over with. So I had to go back and ask Spirit and put in, what is it that you're laughing? Because I actually feel deep down inside that you put a lot of energy there. And you have, but you've had a few letdowns and setbacks, and that's giving you the energy of still where you want to go out there and still have these things in your mind, but you may have to focus on the one thing at the moment. Do you understand that?
Yes, definitely.
So if you can
do
that, and this was the main thing that you were going to focus on first of all, the original concept of a business is where we have to focus on. So as long as you understand what that is, then you can go forward and then open them other opportunity doors a little bit later on.
Okay.
Okay, I hope that's helped, darling.
Yes, it definitely was. Especially to clarify, because I'm like, what's funny? But now I see.
Well, we don't like to sound like we're patronising from the energy of Spirit, but Spirit will have a laugh over here. They will tell you as it is, and that's exactly what they were telling it through Barbara. So, you know, it's just the way. Sometimes we have to look a little bit deeper into it, and the fact of the matter is they are laughing over here because that's your energy anyway. You know.
Okay.
You do laugh things
Thanks,
off.
Guys.
But even things off.
You're welcome, Michelle. Thanks for calling.
Sure, you guys have a happy Halloween.
Yeah, you too.
And you.
You know, there are times, there are moments when that other side is just speaking in a language that I don't speak. So, I mean, I speak it, but I don't do it on the radio.
The thing is, Barb, when you've got that, the first thing we hear is the laughter and the way that they put it across. And then we start to go, okay, well, we get what they're trying to say, but there is that message of, yeah, we understand. And I think that sometimes when we're reading to somebody and we're laughing, they're like, what are you laughing about? And I'm like, well, it's not we're laughing at you. We're laughing with you, because you have to get through that process of where she's been let down.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I heard the laughter, and then I saw someone sitting on a silver tray, and they got up and they showed me a tarnished bottom. And it was like, now how the heck am I going to say that?
Absolutely.
And you know, they told me, and I said, there's no way I'm saying that on the radio. So that's why we stumbled here. Okay, we've got Cindy. Hi, Cindy. How are you doing today?
Hi there.
Hello, Cindy.
Hello.
Hi. How are you doing?
Hi, Barbara.
Yes, hi.
How are you?
Hi.
Hi,
Barbara. Doing well, I think. Yeah, if Spirit will just give me stuff I can actually repeat, it would be really nice. How can we help today?
Well, I'm open to whatever you, whatever I need to know, you know, whatever's coming up in the near future. Whatever I need to know, I'm open to it.
Oh, that's cool. Okay. From what I'm seeing, you've got abundance coming in here, and it does feel like you're, after the first of the year, making a greater commitment to spiritual incorporation into your everyday life. You're certainly, they're telling me that you have great wisdom that you've brought through lifetimes past, and that you are actually diligently incorporating it into your behavior for this lifetime. You're walking your philosophy and exhibiting your thought, and that a lot of things are going to open up for you. There's travel here, there's new beginnings, there's fresh starts, there's home, going through a facelift of some sort of spiritual aspect as you get into the springtime. And there's also duality here, the two different levels of your consciousness that you're working with, that face which you show to your reality and the face which you see in the mirror when you're inside your home are both blending terrifically. There's a great deal of new power that you're coming into that is going to enable you to sort of go forth and do some of the things that you had promised yourself you would do someday, and you're finally getting the chance and the time to do that. There is a spiritual charge here, a commitment here on a spiritual level to manifest some unusual stuff, and it feels after this, as we get into the spring, that you're opening up to a lot of the stuff that you thought you weren't going to have a chance to do. It's almost as though they're saying, no, 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 don't slow down. This is speed up time. Grant, what are you getting?
Yeah, very interesting you talk about that, Barbara, because there's almost this feeling. Hello, Cindy, by the way, darling. I hope you can hear me.
Hey, Grant.
There is this lovely energy about you, my darling, but there's this feeling of organisation at the moment that's either coming up for you or you've been doing at the moment. Now, what they're showing me here is you either sitting at a desk or whatever. I'm looking at you shuffling books or moving stuff around. And I feel that's organisation and preparation. So I know that there's this transition around you about the energy of preparing yourself and getting yourself organised. A year that's been very sort of draining for you. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yes.
Right, okay.
Yes,
so they're way that they're... So I've got the book. That would make total sense, and I've got you sort of scuttily moving books and putting stuff away and paperwork and all sorts of things here, where it almost makes me feel like there's a hurried energy about it. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Yes, I'm getting exhausted.
And that's it, and that's what they're saying. Like, there's this draining energy, and then all of a sudden, bang, it's all happening, and you're frantically going all over the place. And I get this transition happening and organisation. Do you understand what I mean? Now, for you, it's needed. this move is needed. Now, why that is, I don't know, but that's what was just said in my ear. It's needed. So I feel like you need to come away from where you live. I feel like there's draining energy around the outside of that living area that's been incorporated into your life. I feel like I've got a natural energy of... So moving energy that is going to be more resourceful, it's going to be a little bit more quieter, more relaxed energy for you. And that could just be coming away from the process of what you've been or had around you over the last sort of, I'm going to go back 6-7 years, okay, within that notion. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Yes.
So for you also, within that time period of over that 6-7 years, did you lose somebody on a natural? Was there someone pass away?
Nope.
Okay,
oh,
right.
Parents.
So there was...
Yes, my parents.
Right, that's fine.
Of course.
That's fine. I was going to say, it's got to be someone because they're telling me here that somebody passed within that time.
My mother and my father.
Right, that would make total sense. So, okay, I feel like I've got your mother here, okay? You're very much like her, I've just been told in my ear. So you've got her energy. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes.
What I will say to you, Cindy, is I don't know if this is you she's showing me, but who's the woman that has the very short hair that sort of looks to me like it's like a honey blonde or worn up? Do you understand what I mean? Okay, I don't know who she showed me. I don't know if that's you or her or whatever that might be. It might have been her when she was younger. But she was showing me somebody with, like that, so I don't know who that is. But just people that your hair was, either it was your hair that was worn up or you wore it up off the neck. Do you understand what I'm...
Do you mean when I was younger?
But don't... It could have been. She just might be just showing me a memory. But don't worry about it. I'm not going to linger on to it because I don't know where she's going with it. But the main message here is that over the course of the last 6 years, you've had a lot of stress to deal with. So for you, the transition was needed. Do you understand what I mean by this? Now, I also get the feeling, and I don't know if this is your mother or you, so I'm just getting this feeling around the energy of somebody that would have dealt with people in life, like either nursing or had a medical background or a feeling of dealing with people through their work, like a woman that would have looked after the elderly or, you know, that sort of thing, that caring feel.
For them or for me?
Hello?
Yes.
No, it's almost like somebody would have had that around their life. So was that, do you deal with people, a lot of people through life? Like,
no.
As the nurse or would have had that role of life?
Well,
okay. So can you remember, because
you
showed me the blonde woman with her hair. Ah, right, okay. Now, who was the blonde woman around that energy who was the nursing energy? Who nursed them or put that energy forward to help them? A woman in her around about her, around her late 40s, early 50s. Does that make sense to you?
That's my sister, yes.
Okay, that's fine. And I know here that what I'm being told, would you know who, it sounds like Rose or Rosie?
Well, I had an Aunt Rose. Is she in spirit? Is she
that
talking
would make
to you?
Because she just shouted it in my ear, so I'm going to go with it. So it must be that that's who she's got over there with her. And I feel like,
yes,
I've got to the energy here of, and I don't know what it is, I've got a black, looks like a retriever dog. Whose is that?
A black dog?
A black retriever, like a Labrador type looking thing. She stepped in.
Oh, no, I don't know.
It's sitting in front of me, wagging its tail here like crazy. I know it's a boy because I can see the other bits and pieces on him, and it's got quite a wide muzzle, okay? Quite a good-looking dog, very handsome-looking dog, but I know it's sitting here and it wants to be accepted, so if you don't understand what that dog is, just remember it and take it away. But I've got a feeling I've got a connection around the energy of when you were a child or when you would have known this dog when you was a child.
No, I don't remember that dog.
Okay, hold the dog. I can't take him away. I've got to place him to you.
Okay.
But I know that there's
the
dog here that is there. But but coming into the energy of where the move comes forward, my darling, almost makes me feel like there is still a hell of a lot of stuff for you to transition. So there's still a lot for you to pack up at the moment. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah.
And are you tripping over boxes at the moment? Are you tripping over so much stuff that's boxed up? It makes me feel like you're tripping over stuff.
Well, I have three storage units that I can't even get into.
Right, because I've got so many boxes, it's almost like I'm tripping over stuff. I can't even get into the units. Yeah, they're actually saying to you here, it's stuff you don't even need. So there's stuff there that you could do away with. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Yeah, I'm sure I'll be cleaning out again when I move.
So it feels like it's a good move for you. I feel that transition's absolutely wonderful for you. I also feel here that, I don't know if it's your mother or you, who had the problem with arthritis in their fingers and wrist? In their hands. It could have been, because it seems to be that Aunt Rose is coming forward quite a bit, because it feels to me that what I've got here is somebody clenching their fingers and their wrist like they would have had a pain there, you know. And I know it's a female, because I'm looking at the female slender hand.
She used to be a hair cutter, so she could have arthritis in her hands.
Right, it could have been possible, darling, so find that out. And just quickly, I want to say to you the name that sounds like Art or Arthur, or it sounds like there's a Archie, there's a AR sounding name over there as well. So hold on to them names if you don't know. I'm going to pass you over to Barbara.
Okay. I'm just seeing so much change for you that it's really quite impressive. I think there's really commitment to open yourself up to new directions. And as far as the move goes, I'm with Grant. You don't need everything you've got. I mean, I have spirits. I can see a whole bunch of boxes, crates, packed up, and I see spirits sitting on them saying, I didn't think anybody would save that junk, and it was, and seriously, there's a woman saying, isn't it amazing how she's saving the good stuff and getting rid of the bad, saving the bad and getting rid of the good, sorry, and it's like, you know, you validate yourself by who you are, not what you hold. And it feels to me as though you're holding on to a lot of the past in order to validate yourself and remind yourself of who you are. And I can certainly relate to what you did. I moved from our home of 50 years up to where I am now, and I realized that I had brought more dust and rags than I had brought actually wonderful treasures that were in the family for years. So that you know, take a page from my book, please. I will promise you that Spirit won't let you not bring the precious things. And there's one lady here who stands in Spirit who's saying she has the memories of all of us. I don't see why she needs all of our junk. So basically, Spirit is very much enthusiastic about you letting go of some of the baggage you're carrying, not only the physical baggage, but the emotional baggage, because you have done so much work on yourself. It's amazing. You've let go of so much of the emotional baggage that has been holding you down and giving you neck and shoulder problems for the last couple of months. So if you can get rid of the physical baggage as well, I think you're going to be, you know, in a great place. I feel there is laughter, joy, and celebration ahead for you. I feel that there is a celebration of Spirit as you move forward and start to stretch yourself and go outside of the... Oh, that's it. You've got so many boxes, you're having trouble going outside of your own personal box. And it isn't until you go outside of your own personal box that you break the mold, the molds that other people made for you, and you begin to become the person you were meant to be.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's really, really good advice.
Okay. Actually, it is.
My boxes are loaded with my spiritual books. Should I just dump all of those?
Actually, you know, to be perfectly honest with you, all those books are for is to remind you of what you have inside.
And I don't need them anymore.
No, to be perfectly honest with you, you have a master teacher inside of you. You do not need somebody else's philosophy to screw up your own.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
And And while there are tons and tons of wonderful, you know, spiritual books out there, and they all have great validity, some more than others, but the reality is your spiritual journey is guided by the spirit within you, and you have all the wisdom and knowledge you need within you that you have gathered through past lifetimes. And it would be even more appropriate if you wrote your own spiritual book to guide you, you know, the rest of your way here, because, you know, what worked for others worked for others. It was their way, not yours. And you have taken all the wisdom that you've gathered, you've incorporated into your own philosophy, and you know how to do all of the things that you have books on, but you have to do it your way, not their way. If I told you exactly how I got to where I am right now, this very moment in time, and you followed every single one of those steps and did everything that I did exactly the same as I had done it, you would not be where I am right now.
Right.
So it's your path, it's your journey, it's your way. And yeah, find a nice find a nice library that doesn't have any metaphysical books in it. I mean, there are some that are treasures and that you want to refer to from time to time, most probably the astrological stuff. But aside from that, the rest of it you can let go of, because all it does is screw you up and give you a structure that isn't yours to try to hang your philosophies on, and that doesn't work.
Well, it was funny, when I was packing those books, I thought, well, if I don't use them, I'm going to donate them to the library.
Donate them and you don't have to pack them. I mean, well, you know, with Google and with ebooks and everything, you don't need them. All they do is look,
I realize that.
All they do is look good on the bookshelf.
Online.
You can.
Yeah.
You can, and it's more current than some of your books.
Right.
So,
I'll have fun giving them out to people.
Yeah, I would. You know, you got Christmas presents up the wazoo there.
Yes, perfect.
Yes.
A great reading. You guys just read my mind.
Okay, Cindy, take care.
Thank you.
Take care, Cindy.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I think that's something that most people need to be reminded of. I mean, if I wrote a spiritual book, it would be my philosophy. It would be what works for me.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't necessarily work for everybody else. It's my stuff. And,
absolutely.
And growing in the spirit is becoming more secure within trusting yourself. And, you know, I tell people to trust your gut always, except after a big, heavy Mexican meal. And, and you know, for the most part, that's a pretty safe bet. We've got Anna here. Hi, Anna. How are you doing today?
Hey,
hello,
you.
Anna. Hi.
Hi. My question is, what is the best, I guess, route to take with regards to my relationship with Scott?
How long have you been with Scott?
It's just over a year.
You sound absolutely thrilled and excited by it. All right, I'll jump in. When somebody has to ask the best way to deal with a relationship or is a relationship going to work, they usually have the answer themselves right inside their heads and their hearts.
Mm-hmm.
And
I know.
And when you struggle like you're struggling, you know, love is an amazing, amazingly wonderful, challenging, exciting, spectacular energy. And when there's love in one's heart and one's life, there is never a question. It is always a thrill and exciting. And, you know, you don't sound either of those. And if you're just tired because you've run 12 marathons, then I take that into consideration. But because you have that question, I would say you have the answer. And you just want to hear somebody else say it. So I'll give you to Grant. Go ahead, Grant.
Yeah, it's very true. You know, there is an energy of insecurity around her, so, but not within the energy of Scott. I actually feel like for her, it's like too good to be true. Do you understand what I mean by that, darling?
I don't know so much of that, but there is an insecurity. Definitely.
Right, okay, that makes total sense. And I feel that within the energy of where he is within his energy, I get a nice energy of a guy here. I feel like over the last sort of 3 months, the energy hasn't been where it was for the first sort of 8 months. But I know that what I get here is that we've come out of that honeymoon period. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Well, that's the problem. We didn't really... I feel like I've done all the pursuing and initiating, and yet I didn't exactly have the honeymoon period. And
well, he's actually a very laid-back character, so the fact is for him, it's almost like you feel that you need more energy or exude more energy from him, which is true. I think that you do. I feel that he should be putting more energy there. But I feel like within the energy of him, it almost makes me feel that he feels comfortable with it. And I think it's something that we need to communicate about before it comes the problem. Does that make sense to you?
It's a problem.
It's been a problem, and I've been trying to communicate exactly what you said, that he's just too comfortable with me and he doesn't pursue
absolutely.
Me. There was some dishonesties and another female involved. So I'm really torn.
I know it's uncomfortable now, that's what I'm putting across. The fact of the matter is that I don't want it to get any worse than where it is. So I know there's communication being talked about, but I feel like there's something that needs to be really put out there. Do you understand what I mean by that? Because I think what my guys just said to me is going around the houses, and what they mean by that is that we're not actually going to the main root of there's something sitting inside you that is niggling away and we need to get it to the surface. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Well, lately I've tried to talk to him so many times that I've been clamming up, like I don't know what to do at this point.
I think the main attribute of the energy of what I'm picking up from the past. And if I go back to sort of the first 3-4 months into the relationship, is that when that situation of another woman was around or that situation come to light? Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's when it started. And then 5 months ago, I found out she was an issue again.
Right.
So yes, that's when it originated. Yeah.
Right, I get that, but when you say it arose again, was that within a different energy? Because it makes me feel like a completely different energy. What I mean by a different energy of a woman.
No, it was the same girl. It's just we had broken up because of the dishonesty on his end. And when we were trying to get back together, I found out he was still kind of talking to her and pursuing her.
Right. Now, I got all that, but it might be just that I'm picking up on the different scenario of the energy of a completely different time. But what I do feel here is that, let's go, what Spirit is saying to me here is, what do you actually feel yourself within the energy of this, and what do you really feel that you want from it now? Because the actual energy of what I'm getting here is that we've rebuilt it, but there's something still broken within the energy of what you're feeling and why the energy of the insecurity is taking you to the point of where you are now. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes.
And what they're actually saying to me here is, are you actually happy? And if the answer is no, you've got your answer.
Yeah.
No, wait. Let me add 2 cents in here. I love talking about relationship with a man on the other side here. He's absolutely right. I think this is a nice person that you're with. I just think he's not the perfect person for you. And I too truly believe that the old adage of what you see is what you get is exactly what you've got here. The bottom line here is you do not trust him. And without trust, you cannot have love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm afraid he's going to be dishonest, lie to me again.
So you wanted to know how long the relationship is going to last. I can tell you exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Until you walk away.
Mm. Okay. I mean, I know he's a good person, and I think that's what's been keeping me holding on. But he has been dishonest with me on 3 occasions, and I just, as much as I want to see it get better, I just, yeah, my trust is broken.
Okay, now I got another question for you that maybe you should take as much time pondering as you have pondered this.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you not think you are worth someone who can be faithful and do the pursuing of you instead of you having to take the initiative?
I guess I was on, you know, I was dating before I met him and ran into a couple of bad apples. And I guess it's, you know, and he is a nice guy. We actually connected like friends very quickly.
Uh-huh.
And then there was this other side to him. So I guess I was just kind of worn out by the time I found out this side of him.
Well, you deserve that. And you deserve someone who will love you to the same degree that you can love them, and that will have, and that you will put trust in, and they will be worthy of it. Just because this is a small false start doesn't mean that perfect isn't around the corner. And to be perfectly honest, when you get to the point where you can look at somebody like this and say, "You look very tasty, but I know I can't digest it," so you just, you know, you enjoy the moment and then move on. I think that's probably what he was meant to be, and you just got looped into it.
And do you see someone, you know, more, I guess, someone that's better in those terms coming along for me? Or?
I do, and I do think you have a little bit of work to do on yourself, and when you've done that, when you can look in the mirror and say, "Hey, I'm hot shit," pardon me, and really mean it. That's when that person comes into your life, because you will be radiating such an amazing, beautiful brilliance of security and self-worth that you will attract someone who feels the exact same about themselves, so that together you'll make an amazing couple. I found a long time ago you can't be happy enough for two people, you can't love enough for two people, you can't be secure enough for two people. You can handle one and you can do it beautifully, but you can't do it for both.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, darling. Can I just come in, Barbara? Because they are shouting me, as you were talking about new guy coming, just look out for the name Daryl, okay?
Look out
for that name in the future, okay? God bless you, darling. I wish you all the best anyway.
Take care, Anna. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
It is interesting. Guys do look at relationships a little bit different than women do.
Yeah, I think the thing is with it is this is what I've noticed. I've always said that sometimes we hold on because you're right that we, you know, we're not confident in ourselves sometimes within the energy, and you know, pretty much there, 3 strikes and you're out. And he's gone through his 3 strikes there, hasn't he?
Oh, I'd say yes.
You know, how much can you give to a person before you sort of move on? And that process is obviously, you know, it's already broken there already. So the fact of the matter is now it's just the case that he's got this lovely energy, but he's got this endearing energy where, you know, he's nice on one side, but then he's obviously too nice where he goes elsewhere. And
well,
that's where you've got a problem.
Well, you know, men like this, please excuse that, you know, I don't mean to insult your side of the sexual thing here, but men like this are usually too charming and pretty to develop any of the other characteristics they need to be a complete human being.
Absolutely. Well, it's a bit like I'm not charming and pretty.
Oh, but you've got that accent.
Oh, well, if that helps, I'm happy with that.
You know, I am listening to what you're saying to people. I've decided that if you have a cute accent, you can say almost anything.
Oh,
okay, we've got Faith here, I think. Maybe. Well, maybe not. My little pointer doesn't want to work. Oh, there goes. There. Nope. Hey, Faith, are you there? Hello, Faith. No, it's still... Son of a gun. Switchboard has been very crazy tonight. I don't know what's happening. It has to be Halloween.
Well, it looks like we lost a little bit of faith there.
Yes. Very funny. It you know, what we have is a switchboard with microphones on it, and you can click on them, and they don't want to go any. Oh, there it. Whoops. I don't. I have no idea. If I click on somebody else, then we'll have two people on the line here. Is Faith there? Hi, Faith.
Hello, I'm here.
Oh, well. Well, Grant and Barbara are here too. Hi. How can we help you?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, good. I was calling in, looking at changing my career path. I was on the path going down human biology, and it's a long, long path that I have to take. There are a lot of classes I have to learn, and I don't know if that's the correct path for me, and I'd hate to go all the way down there and find out that, I want to work more with people, and I don't know if I would be able to do that in the science field as much, so I'm trying to get help with destination with my path, where I need to go.
Great. Wow, well.
Yeah, that's a big one.
It is, but the first thing I saw around you, Faith, was children. And I got affinity with children around you. So I don't know if you're good with children, but it almost felt to me that they were putting children around you. Now, I don't know if that's dealing with children on a medical way or a teaching way, but I don't know if that's something you've been looking at or felt that you was endeared to helping children in some way. But children was being put around you. So I'm wondering if that's something that you've been thinking about. Is it something you've thought about in the past?
Yes, I worked with children at a child development center for a couple of years. I really enjoyed it. I just didn't know if that was for me or not.
Well, the thing is with it is that obviously you have an affinity with children, and working with children would be your path. And I've always said that spirit put us on a path when we're drawn into the energy of work, even though sometimes we want to study one area of our life and we really want to do something with one of our life. They're not taking anything away from saying, oh, don't do that. But they're giving me this energy that children is something that you are very good and adaptable to working the zone with. So they're giving me here children, and I'm being told by my guide, children is going to be an important role of your life. So that could be on many forms and levels, but I do feel like you're very good with them, and I feel like this is something that's coming up still within the energy of your working role. I feel like it won't be your soul energy all the way through life to be helping children, but I do feel it's a big part of your journey of what's coming in. I think for you, it's almost like, I like it, but it doesn't suit me. I want so much more. But liking what we don't always get, the universe provides energy of what we are good at and where we're skilled at within being a people's person. Now, being a people, I'm not talking about children over the age of 11, 12. I feel like I'm going beneath that age. So I feel like I'm going into that sort of area or role where I'm helping, providing, and giving the energy to children. So remember this, and remember this specifically coming into the new year and not so much into the energy of where you are this year. I also feel here that for you, you know, it's almost like I need to find children, because children or being a child, there was a lost energy within the energy of child yourself. Now, I don't know what they mean by that, but can you understand that?
Yes, I had troubles when I was in school, and I was made fun of a lot through my whole elementary, so that would make sense. I felt like
right.
I lost out.
Absolutely. So I feel like you're giving back something that you lost out on yourself, and that would make total sense to me. Like you have achieved something in giving yourself worth within that process that takes you into that role again. So it's almost like going, a bit like what I said to the other person before with a career reading, it's a bit like having to go through a process to clear the energy to learn and progress into the other energies of the other things that is taking you to the other areas of like the medical profession and bits and pieces. Now, when you talked about the energy of medical and that, I very much look towards the energy of the stomach, okay? Now, I don't know why I'm looking at the stomach, but I'm being told that the stomach is important, and I'm almost feeling like the womb as well. So did you ever want to be the midwife?
Yes, I've thought about that.
Okay, because I feel with midwifery or something around the energy of children again will pull you into that zone where you work with the children, work with the medical, and it pulls you into that zone. So I know that within that energy, you were given that, and that thought was given to you for that particular reason from the energy of spirit, if that makes sense. Because for you, there is this motherly energy about you as well. And I feel like not only working with children, wanting to be the mum or having the children around you on a personal level is something still that is coming forward for you. Do you understand this?
Yes, I hope so.
Because I feel that there's a need to be the mother, and there's this need also within you to experience that personal joy of motherhood as much as being the motherly role within the energy of giving life and putting life out there from midwifery, bringing life, children into life, and also being around them within your working field. So that is why I'm feeling that all them connections are coming in and guiding you to the energy of that type of work. Now, I do feel here that there... Have you got a sister as well?
Yes, I have two sisters.
Okay, now there is one here that I've got a distance from. Do you understand this? And I've got one that you're more closer to. And within that energy, I feel like I need you to... And this is, I know this is a little bit random and going off the thing, but I need you to pull your energy to that sister to help her come back in to the notion of where she's pulled out. Do you understand this?
Yes, I know she's out right now.
She needs your help, and I feel like she's down within her energy. Do you understand that?
Yes, but I don't know how to reach her. We're in a very weird spot, and she doesn't even know I feel this way, but I don't know how to reach her.
And the word they're giving to me here is give her a little faith. Give a little faith, okay? So... What I feel here is that you're very good at bringing people together, and I feel like even though you don't know at the moment where she is or what energy that is going to come forward, and you're going to deal with that, and it's going to help. Do you understand what I mean? But it's going to help her more than you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So I hope that's helped you, darling. I'm going to pass it over to Barbara. Barbara?
Yeah, I keep looking I threw some cards out for you to just see if I could give you some insight. I think that the healing element is absolutely there. I totally agree with Grant. I feel that helping children is totally here as well, though I don't want to make you a teacher. But the central card that I threw really is saying you need to know yourself. You need to be honest with yourself. You need to do and follow those passions you've got inside and not try to fill a goal or direction that other people may have set for you. And my feeling is that people have told you where you should be and you've sort of gone along with it because it felt right. It doesn't feel like it can... Do you know what it feels like to, have you ever had the uncomfortable feeling of putting on a pair of pants that don't fit?
Yeah.
That's what it feels like to me. It feels like you have great potential. You're extraordinarily intelligent. And I'm not sure that I would have you specifically working with patients as much as I would have you doing research, because that's where I think your intelligence and your empathy, that's where, to me, it feels like you can do the greatest good for the greatest good. I would outside, I would not look for a traditional role. I would look for a place where you feel passion, because if you don't like what you're doing, if you're not passionate about it, you might as well throw it in and walk away, because you won't pursue it with the kind of enthusiasm and the kind of vigor and the kind of passion that you are capable of doing. And you need to be able to be expressing a passion. And this is not a passion for you as I can see it now. Does that, do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
You're brilliant. You know it. Most other people know it too. You don't like to admit to it, but there is a brilliance here. And you haven't found that aspect you're really passionate about, and until you really find that and you're really truthful with yourself about it, you have to truly believe in yourself as much as other people believe in you. And I'm feeling strongly that absolutely healing, absolutely children, but absolutely something that is unique and different and isn't one of the major categories you can check on when it comes to a list.
Okay.
Okay? You haven't found it yet, but it's there. And I think when you find it, you will plow ahead with such enthusiasm and passion that it'll knock people's socks off.
Okay, that's good. That's what I want. That's what I want to do. I want to be major, do something major for someone, for people. But it's hard to find that when you're looking through a school catalog.
Exactly. And, you know, I think that perhaps, where are you in school now?
Well, I'm in, you mean where location-wise or what am I doing?
No, I mean, what year are you in?
I'm probably in my second or third year. I've been bouncing around from so many majors because I can't seem to find the one that I want to settle on.
I would say that any sort of research, anything that will lead you into research is a good direction to go, but not into a family practice of any sort because you'd be bored out of your skull there. You want to, frankly, to be honest with you, I see you in jungles looking for plants and things like that. I see you doing amazing research and in the field too, where there is travel involved. So anything that will get you to that point where you can start investigating, you know, some of the major illnesses that are out there that they say there aren't cures for, then we all know there are.
It's really weird that, because I keep getting pathology in my ear, and I didn't even know what pathology was, and I've just Wikipedia'd it, and it's all about study of diagnosis of diseases. So there you
okay.
go.
That's exactly, it's so funny that you say that, because for so long I felt like I needed to learn about diseases and that there are cures and that people need to know about them, and that's one thing that's always been on my mind, as long as the children, too. I don't work at the Child Development Center, and I miss having kids around me so much.
Well, there you go. So it's going to take you out there. So there you go.
Okay. I hope that clears it up, because you're too unique and too brilliant to be put into a cubbyhole someplace and labeled. Not possible. Can't do it.
Okay. Absolutely.
Okay, so that's a lot more harder work than you anticipated, but the returns for you feeling satisfaction that you've done something that is beyond other people is definitely there. And I do believe that there is some sort of notoriety connected to you and some of the work that you will eventually do. I think that there is a major award of some sort coming. And I'm insecure enough to not say what I'm seeing. So, play with it.
And also don't be surprised, darling, if you do some forensic work or something alongside the police.
Okay.
It's going to take you in all different areas. There you go, darling.
Okay.
Well, good luck.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
God bless.
Goodbye.
Yeah. Good night. That one just wouldn't let go. There was something more there. Well, I want to thank you again. We have come almost to the end of the show, and Sammy has been very gracious and put your information up in the chat room. And I'm already getting IMs. When is he coming back? So I will definitely be bugging you for that one. Hopefully my switchboard will behave a little more better next time.
No, it's been an absolute pleasure, as always, Barbara. I want to thank all the listeners for listening in, and I wish them a very happy Halloween. And if you want to catch hold of me, you can go to my website, which is being reconstructed at the moment, guys, so it'll be up within the next 24 hours. It's www.grantcollier.com, or you can visit me at Facebook.
Fantastic, and I will definitely be in touch with you and see if we can't set something up further on down the road.
Oh, thank you. And I'll be inviting you into my radio show very shortly.
That sounds like fun. Take care, Grant.
Take care.
Thanks
God bless.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, don't hang up. Just, ah, oh, this